This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 29th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, an interview with a professor at the University of Illinois who was the faculty advisor for the new president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, during his time at the U of I. We'll also have a forecast coming up with AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. The Illinois House has voted down a measure that would have prevented utility companies from hiking their electric rates. As Amanda Vinicky reports, the House Speaker says he's taking that issue off the table for now.
When the new year begins, power bills are set to go up. Starting January, Ameren and Commonwealth Edison will begin charging a lot more, in some cases up to 55%, for electricity. But Speaker of the House Michael Madigan says January won't be too late for the legislature to take action and require the companies to continue charging current lower rates.
Bills will not have arrived until February, and utility companies have always done rebates when ordered to do so. So they have the technical ability to do that.
The House voted down Madigan's plan to extend a rate freeze. While it received a majority of support, it needed additional votes to take effect immediately. Those extra votes aren't required in January, and Madigan says he's sure enough lawmakers will sign on to the proposal then. Meanwhile, others are talking compromise. The Democratic president of the state Senate and the House Republican leader want to allow a phase-in of higher rates over a three-year period. While some say consumers can't afford to pay higher bills, Ameren and ComEd say they need to charge more to keep service reliable. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Governor Rob Blagojevich had promised to keep lawmakers in Springfield overtime unless the legislature passed a minimum wage increase in this week's veto session. It doesn't appear that'll be necessary, though. The governor and legislative leaders appear to be on the same page and are moving through the General Assembly a measure that will bring the wage to $7.50 an hour come July. William McNary of the group Citizen Action says workers deserve it.
People with their minds and their bodies and their sweat who work hard to make Illinois companies profitable are entitled to dignity, respect, and a decent share of the profits that they help create.
The measure approved yesterday in a House committee also includes more pay raises after next year's dollar bump. The minimum wage would go up by a quarter each year through 2010 until it reaches $8.25 an hour. Companies would be permitted to pay workers 50 cents less for their first 90 days on the job, and less would go to miners. Unlike Governor Blagojevich's original proposal, this version also does not permanently tie the minimum wage to a cost of living index. A former Champaign Middle School student who says he was sexually molested by a dean has a right to sue both his alleged assailant and the school district. That was the ruling from a federal appeals court in Chicago. The court said a federal magistrate judge wrongly barred key evidence that the boy was molested starting when he was in eighth grade at Champaign's Franklin Middle School. The court found the jury's verdict finding no liability at trial was in part the result of that decision. The boy is known as John Doe in court papers. Former Dean of Students Brady Smith was not charged with any crime involving Doe, but he was convicted in 2001 of soliciting a 14-year-old student for sexual relations after police placed a wiretap on his phone. A fraternity and a sorority face recruiting and social restrictions after holding a party where participants dressed using Hispanic stereotypes. The October party led to protests on the Urbana campus about a hostile atmosphere for racial minorities. Yesterday, Dean of Students Bill Riley announced sanctions against Zeta Beta Tau Fraternity and Delta 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 Sorority. The groups will not be able to recruit new members this spring, nor will they be able to host events where alcohol is served. Robin Kaler is a U of I spokeswoman.
The university absolutely finds abhorrent what these students did, and we absolutely don't condone that sort of behavior, and we expect better of our students.
The penalties for the fraternity also include the potential loss of its certified housing status, but the dean's office says that action would be deferred through the probation period, which will last through the end of 2008. The financial future of the city of Champaign looks rosy. Last night, the city council had a first glimpse of the finances that promise a balanced budget for the next 5 years. From this year onward, staff say the city's expenses and revenues will increase from around $60 million to about $74 million in 2012. Mayor Jerry Schweihart is pleased. He says the city is equipped with an extra emergency budget of almost $1 million for each year.
It appears to be a good budget forecast for the next 5 years. We'll be able to maintain a balanced budget with enough extra there that not going to be a lot of money to spend on excess, but it will be a buffer zone so that we'll be able to maintain the balanced budget in case a few things turn sour. So looks pretty good, and we've had a good run here the last 4 or 5 years.
The main sources of income for the city are the sales and property taxes, but Schweihart says Champaign remains attractive for new businesses. Administrators of an energy assistance program for seniors and the disabled say they're planning their budget for this winter like any other. Susan Sams is the executive director of Ameren's Warm Neighbors program, which relies on donations to help those on fixed incomes who don't qualify for other types of energy assistance. She says despite anticipated electric rate hikes of 40% to 50% in January, it's hard to say yet how power bills will reflect that increase.
Every year has its own problems. Last year, the gas prices were so high that we had a lot higher need last year than the year before. And so with the gas prices being lower this winter, then it's hard to judge how the electric rates would offset the gas prices decrease.
Sam says Warm Neighbors spent about $150,000 more last heating season than it did the year before. The program has also adjusted its income guidelines this year to include more people. The program begins on Friday and runs through May. For the latest newscast online, go to wyll.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. A University of Illinois economics professor says the winner of presidential elections in Ecuador fits the trend toward the left in Latin America. Werner Baer was Rafael Correa's advisor when the 43-year-old former finance minister gained his doctorate from the U of I in 2001. Baer stresses that Correa is not necessarily in the mold of the most well-known of those new leaders, Venezuela's Hugo Chavez.
A, he's very religious. He's a very religious Catholic. B, he believes in the market. C, he does respect private property. But when he talks about renegotiating some contracts, well, any business does that. I mean, you're in business and you have a contract you don't like, you want to renegotiate it.
Including renegotiating.
Renegotiating foreign debt, the foreign debt and renegotiating the bases that the United States has there. What's wrong with that? I mean, if the big corporations occasionally renegotiate with their suppliers the contracts they have, why shouldn't a country like Ecuador do it?
That's been a fairly consistent line among some of the newer leaders
exactly.
who have been elected in
sure.
Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
Exactly, yeah. So I think putting him down as a leftist, as a dangerous leftist, I think it's an invention of the press.
But it is a new route for leaders in those countries.
A new route is that they'd like to take a more independent stance vis-a-vis, especially the United States. But that doesn't mean that they necessarily want to that he wants to confront the United States. I don't think so.
When you look at those media articles, they make comparisons with Hugo Chavez, who has been very strident in his opposition to American policy. And
yeah.
is it an unfair comparison to make between Mr. Correa and Chavez?
Oh, I think it's an unfair, because Chavez was a military. He had a coup. He was leader of a coup, and then which failed, and later on got himself elected. He doesn't really know the United States, and I think he's just a demagogue. I mean, who thinks that the way to remain popular is to be to try to get the support of the poorest of the poor who live on the hills around Caracas. I don't think this is the case with Rafael Correa. First of all, Rafael Correa knows other countries. He lived in Europe, and then he lived 4.5 years in the United States. He taught at universities. So I think he's quite a different sort of person.
But he will maintain relations with the leader of Venezuela, yet maintain relations with the
yes,
U.S.
Yes, if he's smart, why not? Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel he'll do as a leader in Ecuador, knowing that the problems that leaders in South America face, including things such as the mounting debt with the Western world?
Well, I don't know if the debt is that crucial. I mean, at least as long as prices of oil are high, I mean, they're sitting on a considerable amount of oil, and that certainly might help things out. It's very hard to predict how he will be as an administrator. I knew him as a fellow scholar, and that's quite different. When people get into power, things change. I have faith that he's basically an honest person and he's a person of goodwill. My guess is that he should be compared a little more to the president of Brazil. When the president of Brazil was first elected, in the campaign that led to his election, he made some very radical pronouncements about, you know, defaulting on the debt or and so on and so forth. And the markets were scared, etc. But once he was in power, he became very reasonable. As a matter of fact, right now, he's the darling of Wall Street. So I wouldn't be surprised if Correa, again, now that he has won the election, will not be quite as radical as he's been portrayed by the press.
Werner Baer is an economics professor at the University of Illinois. He was the doctoral advisor to Rafael Correa, who will become the next president of Ecuador. You can hear a full version of the interview online at will.uiuc.edu/news. Well, it's currently unseasonably mild still in most of Illinois and Indiana, but the fact that a winter weather advisory has been posted for tonight through tomorrow in a portion of western Illinois gives you an idea that things are going to change. A winter storm watch will also be in effect for much of southern and southwest Illinois from tomorrow morning through late tomorrow night. For today, mostly cloudy, windy, and mild, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms through most of the two states most numerous in northern and west central Illinois. The highs today ranging from 58 in the northwest to 72 in the far south. Mike Sola says tonight it'll be cloudy and windy and turning colder in all sections. In northwest and far western Illinois, snow this evening changing to sleet and freezing rain. In northeast Illinois, rain and snow this evening changing to all snow overnight. And for the rest of us, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. Lows from 18 in northwest Illinois to 62 in southeast Indiana. For tomorrow, in northwest Illinois, partly sunny, west central Illinois through northwest Indiana, occasional snow and snow showers. In southwest Illinois through west central Indiana, periods of rain, sleet, and freezing rain. Elsewhere, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. And highs very widely ranging from 24 in northwest Illinois to 60 in southeast Indiana. Thursday night, the system continues to move through, and highs for Friday will only be in the 30s throughout the two states. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 29th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.